Kudharov.
This evening, I would like to begin with Divrei Hesed for Harav Dr. Nachum Norman Lamb, Zichron Lebracha, the Nasi and the Rosh Hashiva of Yeshiva University, Yeshiva Saben Yitzhak Chana. Rabbi Dr. Norman Lamb was an extraordinary Rav who graced a number of pulpits, including the fledgling rabbinate in Springfield, Massachusetts, and culminating in the prestigious Jewish Center of Manhattan. He subsequently became Rosh Yeshiva and President of Yeshiva University, fortified by his rabbinic aristocratic regalia. His oratorical skills and written oeuvre were sui generis. In my humble opinion, he was one of the most valuable speakers I've ever heard, and his written fluency was well nigh unparalleled. His oratory was brimming with content, mali v'gavush, and simultaneously presented with elegance, structure, and poetic mellifluity. His drashot were an exercise in binyan, building, brick by brick, levena gabi levena, one saw the fundamental themes of our Torah Weltanschauung, while undergirding those ideas with a profound understanding of the world at large. He was al karant with all the scientific, medical, and requisite knowledge of the modern world that he brought to bear in his drashot, lectures, and shiurim. In short, his intellectual contributions were impeccably constructed works of art. They were both edifying, inspiring, creative, and concurrently delightful and stimulating to both the listener and the reader. Rabbi Lamb was preeminently responsible for saving Yeshiva University from the throes of bankruptcy. He brought together his masterful skills and talents and demonstrated a remarkable and personable human connectivity with others amidst his intellectual acumen. His valiant efforts to stake out and create a synthesis and middle-of-the-road approach and hashkafa in a world of extremes is a testament to his well-thought-out and carefully honed philosophy of centrism that came from his perspective and essentially epitomized the quintessence of Yeshiva University and its raison d'etre in a world of flux that was looking for clear navigational directives. Despite his many detractors, Mikol HaTzadim, from all sides, he demonstrated a rugged temerity in presenting his intellectual and emotional tapestry. He was the consummate mensch, who was even able in his beneficence, in his kindness and chesed, to beautifully eulogize his denigrators and disparagers. He was an exceptional model for the Mishnah and Pirkei Avos, Derech Eretz Kodma LaTorah, with his noble, sterling, and pristine character. Besides being an outstanding scholar and towering Talmid Chacham, he was a Renaissance personality. He was profoundly anchored in philosophy, Hasidic thought, and other abstruse machshava currents that had resonated throughout the millennia. He was a very gifted teacher, melamed, and his thinking was articulated in a logical, carefully delineated, demarcated, and precisely defined fashion. His eulogy for his mentor and Rebbe, Moreno, Maran Harav, Harav Soloveitchik Zatzal, was a classic tour de force and masterstroke, which very much reflected his own philosophy of life. Despite his inchoate academic and intellectual acuity and prowess, he was also a sensitive and warm human being who displayed compassion, benevolence and boundless kindness and chesed to the sensibility of others. As a sign of Gedolei Yisrael, his grandfather, Hagoyin Rav Yehoshua Baumol, Zechatzal Debracha, he was fully cognizant of the centrality of Limud HaTorah, but he was eminently capable of disseminating it to the world of modernity with such coherence and fluency that it penetrated the minds and hearts of those trained in the Western world. He leaves a gaping void in the entire Jewish world, and we owe him boundless gratitude and hakaras hatov, both for his intellectual fecundity, distinct rabbinic leadership, and his ability to bridge so many worlds in such a distinctively beautiful and seamless fashion. He was a colossal figure in the Jewish world, and his loss is a deeply sorrowful aveda for the whole of Klal Yisrael. Yehi Zichro Baruch.